Chapter 11. It's half buried under the rubble and can't move. Poor thing.
Did the ceiling collapse on it? There's a big hole up there.
My rice ball! Found it!
The cat stole the rice ball to give it to the dragon. Because the dragon can't go outside to get food. But a rice ball isn't nearly enough for him. He has such a huge body.
Is this dragon the village's guardian deity?
What if he's not? If he's evil, we'd better leave him buried under the rocks.
Do you remember what I said when we entered the village? That I thought the sculptures at the entrance was really cool?
Yeah, I remember.
This dragon looks exactly like that sculpture. It was probably modeled after him.
Then he must be the garden deity. He's pretty majestic and beautiful. He couldn't be evil if he can make friends with a cat. Let's help him!
Yeah, but how?
Pina, can you do something with your tentacles? There are too many rocks, and even if I remove them, there's nowhere to put them. It could take hours.
We can't do anything here by ourselves. I'll call people from the village.
I'll bring the goblins. I'm sure they'll help us.
Okay, I'll wait for you all here. Take care.
See you later. Let me borrow a torch.
Be right back.
I'll go take a good look at the rocks from above. I'll look for the best spot to start clearing the rubble.
Ina, you take care, too.
I will.
Callie, can I ask you something?
What?
I might be overthinking this, but are you hiding something from us? Is something bothering you?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Forget it.